Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we have a very special guest. But first, let us read our scripture, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to have the interview with our special guest. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing to your sight, and would you bless our guests and each person who's listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And on today, we have a very special guest. You may have seen her on the Tiny and Toya BET hit reality TV show as the celebrity business consultant, on the Fox as a marketing business professor, speaking about social media marketing and participating in workshops. You may have also seen her singing as well, because she is a psalmist as well. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Miss Elena Sanders. Miss Sanders, are you on the line this morning?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
Great. Thank you for asking. I know that your schedule is very tight, so I'm going to go ahead and begin your questions. Is that okay?
That is wonderful.
Great. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Elena Sanders. I currently live in Atlanta, Georgia. Some of the things I do, just to make it briefly, I am a marketing and business college professor where I teach the art of business management and marketing concepts. I wrote the first college textbook for social media marketing through Pearson Education that's being passed through colleges and universities across the United States. One of my passions that I also do is I am an international fitness instructor where I travel with major expos around the world and teach people the art of fitness, as well as I have a fitness studio here in Atlanta. I started my own dance fitness brand where I have instructors currently teaching in L.A., Atlanta, and other places called Get Pulse, which is a dance, fitness, and toning format. And my other passion that I have is I am a vocalist, where I also have my own band and sing with other bands in Atlanta. I've released a gospel album some years back that played on the radio, and I am a worship leader. So that just kind of sums up a little bit of what I do, and hopefully it blesses someone.
Amen. Yes, ma'am, it does. It blesses everyone. Amen. Okay. How did you get into the entertainment world?
Believe it or not, how I got into the entertainment world is I was a model agent. I had my own model agency in Atlanta for six successful years. I had clients such as Versace, Paul Mitchell, Bronner Brothers, the casinos, chains where we did traveling runway fashion shows through the summer casino chains. And so it was just interesting how I actually got into it and how I got into the modeling industries. I used to be a pageant girl, 22 mm-hmm. pageant crowns under my belt. And so, and I used to model back in the day. I was a Tommy Hilfiger woman model. So I gave my talents and expertise to Atlanta to actually help groom models or individuals who want to be models and open up doors for them to be able to model for major companies and give them the opportunity to be able to do that. So that's how I kind of got into the entertainment industry. That's how a lot of people in Atlanta first knew who I was, networking on the scene and to get into the entertainment industry and knowing a lot of people. And so that is, networking is very, very important for those who are listening. That is a huge plus to any success of your business, because majority of your business deals or your business jobs that you get, especially as an entrepreneur, is through who you know. So I did a lot of networking when I first got here in Atlanta in 1999, and I've been here ever since, and the rest just history.
Wow, you are a talented young lady. Okay, great. Now, you're involved in television, business consulting, and writing. So what was your main objective when you served as celebrity business consultant on the reality series Tiny and Toya?
The funny thing about that is that I was referred to be on the show. When I wrote the college textbook for social media marketing, and it went viral, and I was actually referred to be on the show. Phaedra Parks, you guys may know Phaedra Parks from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I used to manage Phaedra's brother. He was a model. And so I was referred to the show because I was a college professor, and Tiny was trying to open up a nail salon at that time. She was actually paying a lease for almost a year or so, years or so, on this nail salon and never opened it and was paying for it. Toya wanted to be a designer, which I managed a lot of students who were in my business program because I also was the college business chair, but they also were fashion designers. So she wanted to have her own clothing line as well as she wanted to be a book author. So I was referred on the show to consult with them, to teach them how to try to get Tiny to open up this business she'd been paying for years, and to assist with Toya on how to become a book author and to also start her own clothing line. So it was my job to teach them the fundamentals of business and to give them the basics of be able to become successful entrepreneurs, even though they were successful in their own right. We all know Tiny from Escape. So she was successful in her own right, and she's married to T.I., so she was successful in her own right, but starting her own, venturing out on her own and coming from up under the T.I. brand, even though she helped T.I. start his business and become a rapper, just being Tiny and doing her own thing was my job to be on the show. And it wasn't an ulterior motive. It was just more so of my teaching skills. I was referred to teach them how to become successful entrepreneurs, and that was the job that I had on the show.
Now, I just have to ask you this. Did she ever open up her business?
She did. She did open up the business probably about 6 months after. Well, no, she opened up during the show. So if you know about reality shows, they really take a year in advance, and reality is really script reality.
Right,
so
exactly.
Tasty. But that, I can say about that show, that was probably one of the most realist reality shows, because everything that was done actually happened. It wasn't, maybe the scene was script, but it was all real. And people who don't know about reality shows, it's still produced like a television show. They just give you the scenarios and the scenes, and the people go from there. That's the reality part of it. But she did open the store, but a couple of years later, she had an accident where it was a fire. So the store has been closed. So that fire may cause the nail salon to shut down. But it was an exclusive, very exclusive nail salon that was located in a really ritzy area in Atlanta. If those who know Eagles Landing Country Club area, that's where Chris, and that was, Eagles Landing Country Club is one of my clients, matter of fact. That's where Chris Tucker, Angie Stone, all your politicians, your huge CEOs, all of them live in that area. So you already know it was already an upscale type business for her that actually catered to the clients that were able to afford her. Put it that way.
Wow, no kidding. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You are so amazing. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Okay. What are the most important aspects of social media marketing, and what would you tell beginners?
The main aspect of social media marketing is because you can have a Facebook page, Twitter page, Instagram page, but if you're not active on it, then it's not going to benefit you. It's just like marketing itself. Marketing is the backbone to every business. Without marketing, your business will not survive. That's just point blank. If you can open up a store tomorrow, but if you have never marketed or promoted yourself, how are people going to know that you're actually present? How are people going to know that your business is in existence? So with social media, it's basically a network of communication. You have to communicate with your audience in order for them to know what's going on with you, what type of business you have, who you are, if you're a public figure, what's going on with you. Because they, when they come to those different sites, people are nosy. That's the only reason why people are on Facebook. That's the only reason why they're on Instagram, is to be nosy, to figure out what you are doing. So if you don't give them a reality show of what you're doing, then they're not going to pay attention to you. So the main aspect of it is communication and posting a certain amount of times per day so you don't get lost in the news feed.
That's right. Great. That's some good advice. Now, can you tell listeners, this is the exciting part, a little bit about your college textbook on social media and what are the three most important components of that book?
Yes, I was approached by Pearson Education, and this kind of go from the beginning. When I started teaching college, I am one of those professors that if I don't have the resources that I need to teach my students, I create them. And so it was just one of the reps for Pearson that I was really good friends with, very nice person named Jamie. She came to my classroom because I was a chair at the time. And she came to my classroom and saw that I had this booklet sitting on my desk, and I was using this. It was a booklet full of business scenarios, and this really didn't even cater to the social media at the time. It was a booklet of business scenarios, and what I created was a handbook of different business scenarios that I would give to my students, and they would have to answer those scenarios, give me a complete answer as an entrepreneur of how they would handle those scenarios. It could be an irate customer. It could be you have employees in your business that may have had high rate of theft, and they had to tell me as a business manager or as an owner of a store how they would handle that. And then when I was teaching marketing, and at that time social media was very new. It's still new because it only started in 2003, 2004. Facebook started in 2004, so it's really new. So there was nothing to tell people how to utilize social media for business purposes. So I started incorporating it into the books that they had because it was so new that they never talked about it in the books. So I brought the social media experience into the classroom. And so I created my own pamphlet like I always did. And she's like, you need to publish this because there is no book in the United States or in the world on how to market your business through the social media. And so it went from there. I wrote the whole entire book. I consulted with some of the people from Facebook, from Twitter, just to get the history of it. And I studied it for a while to see what was effective and what was not effective. So, and that's how the book came in hand, and I also present at different workshops and business expos and teach people the art of social media marketing.
Wow. Whew. Okay. Now, you have a singing career also. Please tell us a little bit about how you began singing and what you're doing with your singing career.
I've been singing since the age of 3. My father, who was a music teacher in the public school system, also a professor as well, he could play every instrument. He also taught. He was a vocal coach. And again, as I said, he was a well-known band director in Louisiana, where his classroom, his band room, just got dedicated to him last year in his honor and his name. So
congratulations.
With all of us, with him being musically inclined and talented in the music, in the arts of music, we had no choice
right.
to either become musicians, vocalists, and I was classically trained on the piano, and I used to sing opera. Music was, I was the lead singer for the honor chorus, which is an honor to have when you're in high school or in junior high. If you make it to the honor chorus, that means you're that kind of like the best of vocalists to be able to be. And you have to audition to be a part of it. It's all high, grammar school students from junior high to high school. You have to audition in order to be in the choir. You have to be able to read music, cite music, and all that great, wonderful stuff in order to be able to get into the choir. So I was the lead vocalist for the choir for 2 years. So this is your best singers all across the United States in this choir. From that, I had scholarships from various colleges in vocal music performance. Of course, I chose Grambling State University because that was my mom's alma mater. If you know the history of Grambling and Southern, who are rivalries, my father went to Southern University and my mom went to Grambling State. So my sister went to Southern University, so I had no choice but to go to Grambling. She was not having it, having two people go to the rivalry school. And my brother was like, you know what, I have this football scholarship to Purdue. I'm taking it. I'm not choosing either one of y'all because I'm not about to get in the middle of this. So I chose Grambling State University. I went to Grambling on a vocal music performance scholarship, and I sung opera. And a lot of people who hear my voice now can kind of hear because of the training, but I used to be able to sing first soprano and hit notes like Mariah Carey.
Wow.
I don't know what happened over the years. God said, you know what, we're going to take you down to a contralto. So I could either sing soprano on a good day, but I am strictly more of your second alto, your contralto, tenor, bass is what I sing for soulful music. So that's how I got started in the music industry.
Wow, just amazing. Okay. Now tell us a little bit about your projects that you're working on currently.
One of the main projects that I'm working on that is my passion is Get Pulse. And Get Pulse is a rhythmatic dance fitness program that incorporates toning. I am a licensed Zumba instructor, and I'm licensed in kickboxing, all of the formats. But dance fitness has taken over the market because everybody wants to work out, but they don't want to feel like they're working out. So dance fitness
right.
is where it's at now. But I
exactly.
I have been blessed to have classes that have had hundreds of people in it. I am the only fitness instructor who is contracted with a major theme park to bring dance fitness to those theme parks. So from teaching Zumba for some years, my students, I taught it a different way, and I think that's mm-hmm. why I had a huge following. I didn't teach it the way Zumba taught it. I paid attention to my audience, and that comes from my entertainment background. I pay attention to my audience and find out what they want. So one
right.
of the things was they wanted to be able to dance, but they wanted to tone their bodies at the same time. So that's how Get Pulse came to play, is that I use specific dance moves that isolate your muscles and toning your body at the same time, but you're still dancing, but you don't know that you're actually toning your glute muscle. You're toning your stomach. You're toning, and then you realize after you see the results, like, oh, my God, I'm starting to see some abs. I'm starting to see a lift in my glutes, and I'm starting to see my legs tone. It's because that I researched to find out what dance movements actually tone your body while you're dancing. And so with Get Pulse, I formulated that, and I got a copyright, trademark, and all that wonderful stuff. It's a nationally approved program through one of the highest licensing programs you can get as a fitness instructor. Last year, I was blessed to certify instructors under my format to teach it in Los Angeles, Atlanta. And so this year, my goal is to progress it more to where at least this year alone I have at least 100 to 200 instructors teaching the fitness format. And so that is the goal that I'm working on, the plan that I'm working on. And I also have my own, with Get Pulse, I have my own fitness music where it's original. No other brand has that, where the music is completely original and caters to the brand. And from that, because I have followers in the fitness world, a DVD is about to be created this year for Get Pulse. So that's the plan, the goal that I'm working on this year. If God says the same, it's all falling in line. I'm so thankful for that. And that is what is being worked on right now as we speak.
Wow, and that's just what I was going to ask you. Do you have a DVD?
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming, but I have a lot of followers who actually go to my YouTube, and they work out to all of my workout videos on my YouTube under Get Pulsed, P-U-L-S-E-D is past tense, Get Pulsed Fitness. So they go to YouTube all across the world. They go on YouTube, and it's so amazing that I just did a workshop with the Ultimate Women Expo. I travel with them. And I had people who came on, who came to the stage was like, I follow your YouTube. I work out with you on YouTube. So it's just so, it's amazing to see that I am impacting people to work out across the world, especially nationwide. So that's just amazing.
Amen. Wow. Now, you have won, obviously, many awards for your gifts. Please tell us which award really inspired you and why.
I would have to say Who's Who in Atlanta. Because that is an honor. I actually was nominated for that award 4 years in a row. So I am just blessed to have that happen. And because it's an honor to be awarded for something that you are passionate about and something that you do. So I was honored as a marketing business consultant. And it's just amazing because if you've been to Atlanta, you know it's kind of like the African-American Mecca. I don't like to say black Mecca, but it's the African-American Mecca of successful people, entrepreneurs, people who are doing wonderful, minorities who are doing great and powerful things in this city. So just to be amongst those, to be honored to have that award, it is wonderful. But I am blessed to say that I'm honored, blessed to have a lot of awards, but I'm thankful for all of them because I look back over my life at all the things that God has allowed me to do even before the age of 25. I'm not 25 now, but before the age of 25, the things that he has allowed me to do. You know, sometimes you have to sit back and reflect like, oh, my God, God, you allowed me to do that? And I did it all before I was 40. You know, it's just amazing, and I'm not 40 yet. I'm not there. I'm not claiming, but just to say, I've done some of the things that you know some people who are my age have never touched, and that's just a favor, you know, that God has that you have on your life, and God allows you to do that, and He gives you those gifts and talents to be able to use. And one of the things I can say is those gifts and talents that I have, I also use them for the glorification of God. I use them for Him as well. Even though He's given me those gifts to use for the world, I do give back and use my gift for Him. I am a worship leader in my church. So I do allow myself, not allow, I am required to give those gifts back to those who get, that the one who gave it to me.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared?
I'm a mother of a wonderful 10-year-old who's a grade ahead. She's in sixth grade at 10.
Oh, wow.
And I am blessed. She just made straight A's this semester. I'm honored and just got asked to be in the gifted program. My daughter has been an entrepreneur since she was 8. She started her own cosmetic line called Organically McKinley. And she wants to be a scientist. So she, at 8 years old, took the time to research which natural products can be placed in cosmetics so they won't be harmful to our skin. So she has a lip gloss line. She has a nail polish line. She has she has an eyeshadow line. We're now working on foundations, which is a little bit tougher because, you know, with foundations to get those colors to match those skin and to not use chemicals, it's a process. So she has a full organic cosmetic line called Organically McKinley, and she started it at 8 years old. So and she's been to college. She's a Duke Tip Scholar. She's been to college and took some science classes. So I am just gloating right now because I'm thankful that God chose me. Because sometimes you sit back and wonder, like, why did you choose me to be the parent of a gifted child? And so I have to pray all the time and ask Him, and God, what do you want me to do? Because I want to make sure that I am parenting her in the right way to where it does not hinder her or put fear in her heart to where she is not doesn't feel like she cannot be free to progress or free to express herself. So I have to ask him all the time. And her anointing on her life, she has a gift of making people around her feel loved. And I don't know if you ever experienced someone like that. She is a person that can discern a spirit that's just, I mean, it's just amazing. She can feel your energy, and especially if you feel like you're overwhelmed or having a bad day, she is that type of person that will make your, that will turn your day around. Even if it's a hug or something positive, she, when we're in a store somewhere, she would just walk up to people and say, "You're beautiful."
Oh, wow.
"You're beautiful." And people would just light up and say, "Oh, my God, thank you. I needed that today." She would just walk up to him and say, "You know, you're real beautiful. You're pretty. You're gorgeous." And I look at her like, "What?" You know? But just to see the smiles on individuals' faces, just that one compliment, you know, so that's why I tell people, just give somebody a compliment that you don't know. You never know if it could change their life from having suicidal thoughts or anything. It could just stop them from that negativity or the enemy trying to come in and just destroy them. You never know what their day may be. So that's, I'm just proud of her. I am just, I'm proud to be a parent of McKinley Sanders.
And speaking of McKinley, Ms. Sanders, whenever you get ready for her to be on a station and you be on there with her, please let her come to my station and interview. I would love to interview her.
Oh, she can do it. She's been on television and radio shows without me. She can handle a whole, she's about to do a speech, a workshop where she's going to be talking to adults about young entrepreneurs. And she has her own program called Kidpreneurs that she is about to put on with some politicians to help educate children how to become entrepreneurs. So believe me, she doesn't need me. Anytime you need her to be on the show, child, just let me know and I'll just dial the number and hand on the phone.
Okay, just because she was a minor, that's all. I didn't know. Okay, yeah, that's great. Okay, I'm going to stay in contact with you. Okay, now last question. How can individuals purchase your book or other materials? Because I definitely want to purchase that social media book.
Because the book was written through a main publishing company, they have to go through Pearson Education, or they can Google online, because I think Pearson has a contract with Amazon and some of the other smaller publishing companies, so they can Google online how to market your business through the social medias, which is the name of the book, and they can type in my name, Alaina, A-L-A-N-A, Sanders, and it will come up on Google, and they can purchase that way. It's still through Pearson Education, but they have some contracts with some major or small publishing companies and Amazon, so it's there as well, so you can purchase it there. You can also reach me on all of my social networks, which is branded at Alaina, A-L-A-N-A, Sanders, on every social network from Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, any social media, it's under Alaina Sanders. So you can find me there as well.
All right, Miss Elaine, I really enjoyed your interview. I know your schedule is hectic. Thank you so much. And I'm going to actually email you today because I want to interview your daughter as well, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Alaina Sanders. And please be sure to connect with her. Wow, it's just, oh, my gosh, I'm just so speechless right now. She's amazing, amazing, so I want to keep in contact with her. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. We have about 1 minute and 13 seconds because we had a 30-minute show today. So please be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDA. Or ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, entrepreneurs, publicists, community leaders, please, please, please contact me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com or ALFREDALOVE on Facebook or FREDALOVE. I would love to have you on the ministry. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Be sure to check out the iFrida.hubpages.com. That is where all articles are written. So be sure to check that out, as well as the iFridaLoveShow.com. That is the main hub for all of our activities on the Afrida Love Show. If you have any more questions or if you need something, you know how to contact me. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful love is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.